powered by Blue Rock Energy. This is Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
I beat John Cena. I beat Dean Ambrose. I'm the face that runs the place, baby. I'm the champ that runs the camp. I'm the WWE World Champion.
Hey, this is Mike Tyson, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for September 24th.
24th? Yes.
One more week left in September.
Bummer.
Holidays today, International Rabbit Day and National Cherries Jubilee Day.
Dessert.
One thing I forgot about is dessert. All right, Pain Clinic wants to shout out happy birthday to Danny's favorite WWE female. That's 40th to Stephanie McMahon. Happy 40th, Stephanie.
Happy birthday to a very beautiful woman. Powerful woman.
Beautiful, powerful woman.
Way more attractive than Eva Marie.
I don't know about Alexa Bliss, though.
Oh, Alexa Bliss went up so many points.
Yes.
So many points.
Every time she's on TV, she goes up so many points just about. But, hey, welcome to the show. I'll let you know, brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Sloy Empire Culver. Join us October 8th for UFC 204 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road, 10 p.m. start time. Get the early main events, Bisping Henderson 2 for the middleweight title. Hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long, October 8th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 204. Hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? Job of being an official? More up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show for this Saturday, the 24th of September. And I want to welcome the guest hosts, or the hosts today. I am the Cashman. I am here with DC Dan Cole.
Good morning.
And Brian Burke, double B. Got DC and BB.
You know, although it's not today, we missed a very important birthday.
No, we did.
In the show intro, Cash.
Did we?
Yeah.
Once every 6 years, it falls on a Saturday. Wasn't this year.
How could we neglect to talk about the big birthday for the face that runs this place, the Cash Man?
You know what? The amazing thing, too, is, for as young as I sound and as young as I look, I just turned Hawaii 5-0 this past Wednesday.
That still stuns me.
Yeah.
You do not look like a 50-year-old man.
Yeah, I don't. Thank you. I appreciate that. I act like a 20-year-old, so, I mean, I might as well kind of look halfway between there, you know? So it's just gray hair that gives it away, I think. But nevertheless, yes, having a huge party today at Powder Mill Park, man. Come on out if you can find me and get some free food and going to have lots of people.
Do you know what you've just done?
I do this every time I have a party. I always invite the listeners. Come on out and have a good time with me.
I'm thinking of one in particular that I know will show up.
Well, we'll see if they have a car. If they have a way
Do
to
you
get
have a
there.
Big cake that this person could burst out of?
Oh, yeah. I definitely want the Marilyn Monroe job from Mr. Phylexis out there. That would be just fantastic. I think that would make my year. That's one birthday that went by, but let's not worry too much about that. But I'm here with DC and BB. You can give us a call at 222-1280. *1280. You can also text us at that number if you're shy to call. We're going to talk about the world of pro wrestling. We got a pay-per-view this weekend.
And real quick, before we dive into all the news, I have to give two quick shout-outs, if you don't mind. One to a listener who came up to me at the ROH show last Saturday, Tony. He said he's one of the silent. He always listens, but he never calls, never texts. He enjoys the show.
Thank you, Tony.
And the number two shout-out I have to get, when a guy is in the ring holding a mic and calls you out in front of everybody, you kind of got to give the man a shout-out. So I'd like to say good morning to one of our biggest fans, one of the hardest workers in the industry, the notorious BCL.
Ah, BCL, Big Cat Lemmer. Yes, he called you out by name.
Uh-oh. He goes, you know, it'd be nice to get a shout-out from the pain clinic. I said, hey, okay.
Well, you did him well today because it's also our picture on our Facebook page today.
Yeah, I gave him a shout-out in the Cash Man pre-show selfie.
The pre-show selfie, which, you know, I mean, people are getting more used to it. See, I wasn't getting a lot of, you know, stink faces from everybody this time.
Big Cat has some things he'd like to say to you about the selfies, though.
Oh, okay. I know.
Just to give you a heads up.
I know. I see. I won't disagree with him because he's not the Big Cat Lemmer because he's a small guy. Okay, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
So we had some wrestling in town recently. Dan, why don't you talk a little bit about Ring of Honor? What kind of how'd that show go out in Lockport last Saturday?
Oh my God, that show was phenomenal.
I mean, everybody on TV was there, right? You know, pretty much every.
Essentially, yes.
Yes. Now, was Matt and yes. was both the Jacksons there for the...
That to me, was one of the best parts of the night. Arguably, three of the best tag teams in the business. They did two separate triple threat matches where they broke up the tag teams.
Nice.
So we had one triple threat with one of the Young Bucks, one of the Motor City Machine Guns, and one of... I forget their name. Is it the Affliction?
The Affliction, yeah.
Kazarian and
Daniels.
Christopher Daniels.
Friends of the show, yeah.
So they split all three of those tag teams up, one guy in each of the matches. So just two unbelievable triple threat matches right there.
Nice.
Got to see, there was a 25-man Honor Battle Royal. Winner got a shot at Adam Cole next month, which Silas Young ended up winning.
Really?
Earlier in the
man's
night,
man,
Silas Young
took
on Jay Lethal.
Oh, really?
Jay Lethal picked up the win in that one.
You know, I keep up with Ring of Honor, and I know Jay Lethal just recently lost the title to Adam Cole there. But Jay Lethal had such a run with that title, two titles, the TV title and that title.
He was a dual champ for a time.
For a very long time, and now it's nice to see. I mean, he actually shaved all his hair off, too, now. He's, like, bald now.
Yeah.
Definitely a different look for him and everything.
And then another man that joined us.
Do you know who he trained? Do you know a famous person he trained to wrestle?
No.
AJ Lee.
Really?
Yeah. Just Jay Lethal, actually, they were together at one time. AJ Lee. So
now you know.
Yeah.
Knowing is half the battle.
That's right. So go. I'm sorry. I interrupt you.
And then a man that was kind enough to join us last Saturday on the air, Dalton Castle. He teamed up with Colt Cabana to take on the Briscoe brothers.
I hope his sixth grade social studies teacher is listening.
That'd be nice if they were.
Because he said.
But Dalton Castle in the house with his boys. And a shout out to the boys, too. Two guys I'm used to seeing at IWF shows out in Brockport, which they had another one last night. Yeah. So two of those guys representing with Dalton Castle in the ring.
Nice.
But, I mean, fantastic night all around. Every single match was phenomenal. Great crowd.
Someone text me, it's the Addiction, not the Affliction.
Oh.
Whatever.
I knew I was going to get it wrong.
Okay, that's okay.
I'm not perfect. Never claimed
it. Well, they were the world's greatest. What were they called in TNA? It was like the world's greatest tag team. No, the world's. I can't remember. They had this interesting. They were the titles holders in TNA for quite a while, and they would say that the world's greatest tag. I can't remember.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, we'll look it up. But nevertheless, yeah. So, man, what a great show. What time did it get done?
I want to say it got done sometime around 10:30.
I'm kicking myself.
Show started right at 7.
I'm kicking myself because we were like, okay, if we leave now, we're only going to miss the first match.
And then a great dark match to open the show with some more great local guys. Guys we've had up here, Mark House was in the dark match. Van Slyke was in the dark match. Sean Carr was in the dark match.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, it was great. It was great. I'm glad I went. I've always wanted to go to a Ring of Honor show.
Yes.
And they did not disappoint. Plus the fan interaction they do, the chances to meet some of those superstars before the event, just how open they are. I mean, something you're never going to get.
Yeah,
at WWE show. Yeah. I mean, unless you're paying out the nose for the VIP experience thing, they still offer.
$300 where you get shake hands with Dolph Ziggler and smile. And
you don't even know who you're going to meet. They're like, hey, $300, you get to meet someone.
Yeah.
But this, they have them all lined up. Hey, you want to meet Colt Cabana? There's Colt Cabana. You want to meet Jay Lethal? There's Jay Lethal.
Now you know why everybody that goes to WWE shows here just waits out the back, because they're going to save that money and just get a picture of them coming out of their cars and stuff.
If you're lucky, yeah.
Yeah, and I've seen guys just gotten pictures with every single wrestler who was on the show here. So yeah, but very cool. I know it's, and they'll probably be back if there was a great crowd. They definitely will be back. I'm always pushing them to come closer, but it's like, you know, we'll see. We'll see. They've been here before. They'll be back again. They love doing the Buffalo area, because then they can hit Toronto, and if they're going to do a couple days in a row. And Toronto, they always get like 1,000 or 2,000 at their shows. It's insane. And I've seen some of the greatest Ring of Honor shows in my life up in Toronto, just making a trek after leaving here in the morning, driving up there and seeing. That's where we saw, Kevin Owens, man. We were sitting there going, who's this dude? I mean, I know he was a trainee in the school, or he trained people, and he was like, but man, he had the crowd in his hand up in Toronto back. This is before he was anything. So, you know, a lot of these guys, World's Tag Team Championship of the World. That's what it was. Thank you, whoever texted me that. That's the best tag team in the business. That's Pete and Virgin just sent that to us. So, yeah, very cool. And then you, of course, last night you were out again.
Yeah, I was just going to say, another texter writing in that the ladder match last night was insane. Yes, it was. IWF put on another show in Brockport last night, their fall classic, which saw a new IWF champion crowned. So congratulations to Mark House.
Oh, Mark House. So I can come up here again. I can ruin his name every time I mention
him. Yeah, you can introduce the new IWF champion, Mark Haas.
Haas. Like Haas.
We can make it happen.
The older brother on Bonanza. It was Haas.
But yeah, okay. They had an Ultimate Access ladder match last night. 7 competitors. You win the match. Basically, you get something that says you can cash in it at any time. Your choice, though, tag team title match or world title match.
Ooh.
The stipulation is, every time you do not cash it in, you have to defend it in a match on that show.
Oh, nice. So it's like another title then.
Yeah.
It's like, until
it basically is.
Once it's cashed in, then it's no good.
It's out of play.
Yeah.
But until it's out of play,
so it could get passed around by people. You can make it like the hardcore title and have it go change hands 6 times. You know,
that would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be cool? I mean, I miss the hardcore title. It used to be a lot of fun on WWE pay per views when they'd go backstage, and I don't get these vignettes where people are freaking getting pinned on their cots and stuff. You know,
I was gonna say, you walk into a room, somebody's sleeping, you're like, shh. Just put like a finger on
them.
Yeah,
they have a referee coming with them, and they're like giving them, you know, the inch this way with a finger kind of says, you know. Hey.
Wasn't it WrestleMania 18 where they did the continuous running thing with the hardcore title being defended all night?
That's right. I remember Maven had it at one point, and of course, Crash Holly.
Well, he started with it, and he ended with it by the time everything was said and done that night.
But it was going through the back room. It was going back out. And all of a sudden, they were ringside doing it. You know, it was insane.
Still, my favorite thing is, though, Hurricane Helms out of nowhere. You hear this whoosh, and he comes in swinging on a rope. Then he flies off, and then he does the vignette where he's standing silhouette in the Godfather's dressing room, and they make it seem like, something's going on.
Yeah.
I miss the hardcore championship.
I do too. It was fun. With like a lot of the cruiserweights coming in, it was really a smaller man's kind of title. You didn't see a lot of big guys. Maybe Kane held it a few times, but he was, known as a hardcore wrestler. It was a lot of fun back then. So you got a couple wrestling shows in the past week, man. That's pretty cool. Awesome.
Yeah. It's, hey, you know, we live in a good spot. We got a lot of great local wrestling going on. Some of the bigger ones come through every now and then. Catch them all.
Very cool. I've neglected to mention at the beginning of the show that we're going to have Mike Tyson on in the next segment. He's going to talk about.
How could you forget to mention that?
Because I was so excited about your shows and everything. But he's going to talk about his one-man show that's going to be at the Seneca Niagara Casino October 8th. He'll be on with us in the next segment. But I think we'll take a break now and get it out of the way because we have a few commercials here to play before we run them. But Danny, it sounds like you had an exciting time, and I'm looking forward to talking. Actually, there's some stuff I definitely want to talk about. We got the pay-per-view this weekend.
Oh, there's a lot to talk about.
There
still is.
So we got a lot to talk about. Mike Tyson's on the flip side. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I've been waiting a whole week.
Listen, Roman. Look, I know you want to carve your own personal path of destruction here on Raw, but I've got a show to run. Now, Mick and I, we've been discussing how to handle this all week long, and we've come up with a pretty good solution.
I look across the ring. I see Dummy. Yeah. Yeah. Shut up. Perhaps you haven't gotten a proper introduction yet. Standing in front of you, looking into those eyes, is a man they call Eli Drake. I am the official namer of dummies and one perpetual motion machine of badassery. I've been waiting a whole week.
When I say ride, you say no. Ride! Ride! But they'll be saying no back. You get what I'm saying? You know, like, I'll say ride, you say no. Ride!
No.
What do you mean no? No, you gotta say it more with enthusiasm. They're like, no! You know, like they used to do it.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay here on the Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Brian Burke, and you. And I want to let you know that we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service and Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver. Come and check us out October 8th for UFC 204. The main event be Michael Bisping versus Dan Henderson, 2 for the middleweight title. That'll be a lot of fun. But let's get to Mike Tyson.
WWE Hall of Famer. He's an actor, an author, a video game character, and a cartoon. He's known as Kid Dynamite, the baddest man on the planet, and Iron Mike. Mike Tyson, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, what's going on, Sean?
We're so excited to have you on. Now, you're bringing your one-man show, Mike Tyson, The Undisputed Truth, to Seneca Niagara Casino in Niagara Falls on Saturday, October 8th at 8 p.m. in the Event Center. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. What can we expect from your Undisputed Truth stage show?
Man, it's going to be a roller coaster ride of emotions. People are going to be crying, laughing, ambiguous. And that's what I heard from the people that saw the show. It's not what they expect, and this show took on a life of its own, man. It's been all over the world. It's still being toured all over the world. I prefer to do it only in Vegas, but I've been all over the world. I've been in I've been to Monte Carlo. I've been to Dubai with this show. I've been to Australia. Where else? I've been with Scotland. We did it in Buenos Aires. We did it in Uruguay, Chile. We had such an array of international locations that we did the show, and it turned out to be a success. Not in a million years I thought it'd be lasting this long. It did well for itself.
Okay, how did the show develop? Did it start when you wrote your biography, or was it or your autobiography?
No. I saw Chaz Palminteri do a Bronx Tale on stage, one-man show, and it was out of this world. I haven't been inspired like that since I started fighting. That my whole life changed when I saw that show. I said, wow. Because the way that he had me, I'm talking about myself, He had us so mesmerized. Somebody could have went in my pocket and took my money. I would have never noticed. And I said, wow, if I can get people to feel like that, man, that would be amazing. That would be, maybe he doesn't even know it. He doesn't even know probably he inspires people like that. I haven't been inspired since boxing. That suddenly inspired me. And I took it on from there. It was really awesome.
Cool. Now, has it evolved since you first started doing it? I mean, did you work other things?
Absolutely. Okay. Hey, listen, before it was close to like 2.5 hours. Now you got 80 minutes, 85 minutes. You know, before it was like, whoa, Scott. And I couldn't believe people were waiting that long. Like 2.5 hours, people are still waiting to listen to this. And I'm like, holy moly. I was getting like, hey, come on. When is this thing going to be over?
But I mean, I'm sure like stories have, you know, you probably folded stories into it and taken some out, you know, just the
yes,
editing process.
Absolutely. But it's so explosive. Now it's shorter, but everything's explosive now. So that's why this one is so much better than the first one. Because it's no downtime. No downtime. It's explosive. Short and explosive. Constant.
Awesome. Now, Mike, would you mind speaking about your mentor, manager, and trainer, Customato, and what effect he had on a young Mike Tyson?
Hey, everything he said was it was God sent to me. So when he said something, I believed it wholeheartedly, implicitly. If he told me to shoot somebody, I would shoot somebody. If he told me to walk in front of the street, I would walk in front of the street. I was like his watchdog, and I was so proud to be that.
Awesome, Mike. What are your thoughts on the current heavyweight division in boxing?
Boxing is different now. Boxing is different. People want to be famous. People don't want to put in the work. They want to get famous and put themselves on Facebook and get a lot of fans. But it's all about, you know, sacrificing and dying in the ring and in the gym. That's why boxing is taking a nosedive to MMA, because they're not exciting like the MMA is. They got great knockouts, but it's just not exciting. And when you sit down at the end of the round, it's boring, there's no music. The world has changed, and we have to change with the world, even though we don't believe we have to. We have to change with the world.
All right, we're on the phone with Mike Tyson right now. Mike, speaking of UFC, you showed up in the video game this past year. That's pretty impressive. That really shocked a lot of people. Is that something maybe a younger Mike Tyson would have wanted to do, MMA?
It looks like it, man, because this just would have been beautiful. And I think it would, a lot of money would have came into it. It would have been a different kind of a sport. I just think, and listen, I believe once those guys get another 10 years, 20 years under their belt, it'll be interesting. They really compete with guys like being legends. You know what I mean? Guys, after they finish, they'll be known outside of UFC. The UFC is the only sport. It's not like boxing. In order for you to be an international figure in boxing, you have to go through the mill. Fight a lot of these tough guys in these little clubs, and no one acknowledges it. But UFC, people see you right away. They get to acknowledge you. You become involved with the fighter. They have seminars. You go down there with your kids. And it's just an amazing program.
Rich just mentioned the UFC video game that you're in. In 1987, Nintendo made you the main character in their Punch-Out video game. Are you aware that this game is an all-time classic and the effect it's had on my generation when we were kids?
I'm not aware of the effect. People tell me about it, but I was oblivious. I learned late. I started playing, what, in 2006? I started playing video games.
Well, I can tell you right now, it's literally my favorite video game ever.
Man, that's incredible.
And I will tell you, I still can't beat you in the game.
Man, I couldn't beat Glass Joe kick my ass. I used to be horrible. I was just interested in getting paid. Hey, did you see the roast with Rob Lowe?
Yeah, we did. I did.
Hey, listen, man. Listen, I just can't understand. They killed Ann Cutler, man. That's one time I felt sorry for somebody in a roast, because I can't believe that she accepted it. I know when she accepted it, Comedy Network said, she said, what?
Yeah, I was kind of wondering why she was there halfway through the show.
Yeah, I'm saying this was the night that she actually got black. What made her believe that she could be on that show with those guys that are really ultra, 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 ultra left?
Yeah, I have not a clue.
Yeah,
Mike, just to get back to the effect that the Punch-Out video game had on me, my current New York State license plate is actually Punch-Out.
Holy moly, Punch-Out.
I'm not even lying to you. It's been like that for 6 years.
Glass Joe. I just remember a couple of those guys. One guy was like a swami. He was doing a little hurricane, turned into a hurricane or something.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, you went to the WWE Hall of Fame in 2012. What kind of experience was that like?
Hey, listen, that was really, man, I've always been a fan of that. I've known about wrestling, the WWE, before I known about boxing. I was a big Bruno Sammartino freak, Mil Mascaris, the Valiant Brothers and all that stuff. So I was very grateful, man. That's probably one of my crowning moments, being a WWE Hall of Fame. That's big for me.
It was. I remember you were working with them at the peak of their popularity in America, and it was you and Shawn Michaels and Generation X and everything. And that was
that's awesome.
That was some really cool stuff. Now, do you still keep up?
Stone Cold. You see him now? He looks like a monster. Stone Cold's a monster, man.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for you, he wouldn't have won that title at WrestleMania. So
that's right. We double-crossed Shawn Michaels.
Now, do you still follow that in the wrestling at all? I mean, are you still trying to keep
absolutely
up?
Absolutely.
Very cool. You have a favorite one now? Favorite wrestler?
A favorite wrestler? Not really, but, you know, they got the girls of TNT. You know, you see those chicks now?
Yeah.
They're pretty cool. I like watching them wrestle and kick butt.
Oh, me too. Yeah, me too.
Mike, being a WWE Hall of Famer and a huge
The UFC... Farmer's Daughter and all those guys.
I love that glow stuff, yeah.
Mike, being a WWE Hall of Famer and a huge UFC fan, what do you think about CM Punk's attempt at MMA at UFC 205?
Hey, I was looking at the paper, man. I was dying. My eyes said, man, what is Punk doing, man?
Yeah. That's
I've
awesome.
Been what? He got beat in the first round. Right? I was like, "Oh man, he punked a good guy too." I was like,
"Who's your all-time favorite athlete?"
All-time favorite?
Yep.
Probably Muhammad, Roberto Duran. I love those two guys.
Awesome. How about your favorite UFC fighter? I know on Instagram recently you called Nate Diaz the baddest man on the planet and compared him.
No,
to
Nick Diaz was he's a badass. I said, but John Jones, Fedor. There's a couple of those guys that are incredible. The Brazilians are off the hook.
Yeah, they're definitely amazing fighters.
And John Jones, of course, being a Rochesterian, we know him very well from around here. But I want to follow
up. And he's from Rochester, but isn't the other guy, Rashid Evans, from up there, too?
Yeah, Rashad Evans is from Niagara Falls.
Yeah, he's not. Less than an hour from here, too, where you're going to be, actually, when you're doing the your Undisputed Truth on October 8th. Folks, don't forget to check that out at Seneca Niagara Casino. But I do want to say that I wanted to follow up one with the WWE. Did you ever have any ambition to go work with them more than you have been, or is it something?
Absolutely. I'm always waiting for the call. I don't want to be overbearing, but I'm always waiting for the call. That's such a fun thing. And I just think they're underrated, the generosity of Vince McMahon and his organization. As far as his generosity, is underrated, my big time. He's too generous, very generous. He helped me at the bottom of my career when I got remember the time when I was suspended and couldn't fight no more? Oh, man, these guys helped me so bad. Holy moly, I'm totally in debt to the Vince McMahon organization. No doubt about that.
So we'll see you there in the future then, I'm sure, right? You know, they'll pitch a good idea to you, have you come in and work with them for a while.
Man, God willing, man. They really helped me out when I needed them.
Now, Mike, I mentioned how much the Punch-Out video game had an effect on my generation. Do you feel your participation in the Hangover films and the Mike Tyson's Mystery Show has added to your popularity with a whole new generation?
100%, because most of these kids never saw me fight. Because I'll tell you something that's very humbling. I went to a high school, and I guess these are 9th graders, 10th graders. And so when I walk into the auditorium, the principal has a giant screen. And he had a giant screen because he had to show them that who I was before I was an actor. Because everybody said, yeah, the guy from The Hangover, I saw him in a couple of movies, I saw him in this, that. And they said, no, before he was doing that, this is what he did. And when I went in there, it was this young Mexican kid. He went like this, I think my grandfather told me about you. I said, wow. And I was saying, this is some humbling shit. I said, whoa. He said, I think my grandfather, he's not even sure. I said, I think my grandfather told me about you.
Well, you're still a young man. Listen, you and I are the same age. You and I are the same age, so I say you're still young. But I got to say, we had last weekend up in the radio station, we had Michael Spinks in the studio with us. And
what was that? Like, he's so shy. He don't talk much, does he?
He didn't. I had to get, you know.
We had to warm him up. We had to warm him up a little bit.
Yeah. We had to warm him up. But he, you know, we talked all about the big fight with you and how that kind of changed the way pay-per-views were done. You know, back when you were 22 and he was 32, and that was the fight to end all fights. I just remember how the whole country was up in arms and they couldn't wait for it. So it was, but you were like in the middle of all that evolving pay-per-view business, and it was an incredible time in the boxing world, that's for sure.
Hey, I'm just so happy I had a great trainer and I was a part of that stuff.
Awesome. Now, we have a listener, David Olgan, who wanted to know that since last week was the 20th anniversary of the passing of your friend Tupac Shakur, do you have any crazy stories or memories you'd like to share of him?
Hey, listen, right? I just never met a guy that just was so just out there front with a fearless type. You know, he was just an amazing individual. Probably was a little misguided, but, man, he was his spirit was amazing.
Awesome. Now, back to UFC. It took a long time for women to get the right to fight in the UFC. Do you enjoy the women's fights?
Very much, yes.
Awesome. Now, I get married in about a week and a half, Mike.
Uh-oh, don't do it.
Do you have any marriage advice for me?
Yeah, know what? This is new, too, that I figured this out. You say it's got beaten in submission, one or the other. But listen, right? Either you stick to this, and it's magic in marriage. Know what the marriage is? The magic is staying married, you know? you get the magic out of marriage when you stay married. Because I've been married 7 years, and I've got a lot of magic out of this marriage. And I can't even believe I'm saying this. I'm one of those guys. Now, fuck those bitches, man. It's one thing. Man, listen, now, I've learned to grow up. I learned to be a man by being married.
Awesome. Now, your show, your one-man show in Niagara Falls, by the way, it's Mike Tyson, Undisputed Truth, Seneca Niagara Casino, Niagara Falls, Saturday, October 8th at 8 p.m. in the Event Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Mike, that's the weekend after I get married, and we are my bride-to-be and I are going to go to your show that night as kind of like a honeymoon deal.
Man, please come backstage afterwards.
I mean, show me how I can get back there. I'm going to bring my punch-out license plate, and I want you to autograph it for me.
Yes, please.
I have one more question. I love Mike Tyson Mysteries. I laugh my head off every time I watch that show. And you get to work with like some really great voice talents. Is that a lot of fun, even recording it? You know, you get together with a...
Man, fun is an understatement. This is a beautiful time in my life to be doing that.
Yeah, I think Norm Macdonald as Pigeon is like just one of the funniest. Some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth is just blows my mind.
Yo, listen, man, I never met Norm. I never met Norm, and every time I'm in the streets, people say, "How's working with Norm? Norm's a good guy, isn't he?" And I thought the other guy was Norm, but it wasn't. So I got so confused. Norm, I never met Norm.
Cool. Well, he's definitely, you know, you guys all have your different. I just love the way it gets all crazy on the show and how it all ends up happy in the end. But I hear you're recording some more today, so we're looking forward to the next season then.
Awesome.
Mike, thank you so much for your time. The man, the myth, the legend, Mike Tyson, thank you so much. And I can't wait to see you in a few weeks in Niagara Falls.
We have to go to a break, man. And that's Stu. Thank you so much for joining us for that interview. My buddy Stu, you might remember him. We do a podcast called The Cage Clinic together. And Mike Tyson, what can I say? You know, what can you say about Mike Tyson? He's great, you know, having a lot of fun at the age of 50. So we got to go to break. We'll be back on the flip side. 222-1280, Star 1280 is the number. Talk some pro wrestling. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Oh, well, so just let me remind you what it actually said is what you said last week. We renegotiate your contract, and you defend the Intercontinental title. So you're free to not have the Intercontinental Championship match tonight, and your contract will be canceled. But that's going to make it really hard for you to, what did you say? Go out there and do what I can't do anymore? So do we have a problem?
I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Thank you so much for listening. Talking a little pro wrestling. Might as well start talking about some stuff. But before that, we got a call on the line. It's Brian from Rochester. Hello, Information Desk. Can I help you, Brian?
Hey, Richie. I was wondering, when does the Total Divas show start on the E! Network?
Is that what network it's on? No,
yeah.
I'm kidding. I know that. I believe it's October. It's coming in like in a week or so, I believe. Now, there's two of them. There's the Total Bellas show or whatever.
I know that one, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's like a second week. I don't know. I'll look it up for you while we talk about wrestling, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, 222-1280 starts.
There's a man who's got his priorities straight.
Yeah, so what is it called, Total Divas? I want to mention something that I don't know if anybody else noticed this or not this past week, but during downtimes on Monday Night Raw and on SmackDown, there was fans chanting "delete, delete, 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 delete," and it was very loud and obvious. You know, and if you know what I'm talking about, that's what Matt Hardy, you know, started the whole "delete or decay, delete." You know, he tried to delete Jeff Hardy and everything. So news comes out this past week that Triple H is interested in re-signing Matt Hardy once his contract's up in TNA. Interesting. What do you think? Do you think that's what he's doing in TNA could get over in WWE? I mean, right now I've heard that he has total character control over what he's doing in TNA. So everything you're seeing he's doing is his control. It's like no one's telling him to stop or, you know, do other things. I'm sure he's getting advice, but...
That right there is the reason it will not work in WWE.
Well, I don't think... Would he even come back? I mean, unless he had total control. He's got a good thing going right now. Why would he come back and have those constraints put on him?
That's the thing too, is he's allowed, and he's also allowed to book himself whenever, whenever he, he doesn't have to let the, you know, he goes out and makes money on his own, not having to worry about, you know, following a WWE edict and everything. But I mean, yeah, I just don't know if that would work. You know, I mean, I don't think it would, honestly, because, you know, but he stumbled upon something good in TNA, what he's doing, and they're loving what he's doing. And like I said, his contract's up in the spring. So, but there's been word that Triple H is interested in bringing him back. So. Yeah, so we kind of dabbled in that a little bit. There was big rumors last weekend that not only are a couple companies putting bids in on TNA, but WWE is interested in buying TNA. And you know why? Because they want the footage of the guy. You know, AJ Styles was was a stalwart guy there every week on the show for years and years. There's 13 years of TNA videos in their archive. WWE, that's what they would like to buy, obviously. But, I mean, you know, will it happen? I don't know. Things have been kind of up in the air. I know that Billy Corgan's got a bid in on owning the whole company instead of just the portion he has. There's some other companies that were involved in keeping it afloat. So what do you guys think about that?
Well, if it comes down to, I mean, who could honestly fight WWE on that if WWE wanted it?
I don't think there's very many, if any, out there who could.
No.
If you're talking pure money wise, yeah.
Well, if you're talking pure money, and then if you want to go up against WWE and Vince McMahon, just go have a chat with Ted Turner.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I mean, the thing is once Ted got out of WCW, that's when it stopped happening. Ted had the money behind him, and he sold CNN, he sold AOL, and then as soon as that happened, man, it's like the people that ran it's like, well, we should start skimping on the money, and what is this money going towards? And
it's like Vince always says, it's all about the money.
It certainly is. So we'll see what happens. I'm hoping TNA. I mean, I'm sure I'm Billy Corgan. If he gets it, that's great. I mean, what they're doing now is very niche. Well, she'll say, or is it niche?
I mean, but you mentioned, the Styles footage. What about the Kurt Angle footage?
Oh yeah, Samoa Joe
footage of Samoa Joe,
Austin
Aries, Christian
Aries.
Cage,
yeah, all
Austin
these,
Aries, yeah, all Bobby the, Roode,
Booker T, Kevin Nash,
yeah.
Scott Hall. All these guys have been down there.
Hulk Hogan,
yeah. Even Hulk Hogan was down there for a couple of years. So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. It's worth
money.
Yeah, Mick
Foley.
It's worth money. I mean, that's what WCW is worth to Vince. So, 222-1280, Star Toys number. We got Rick from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are doing okay.
That's good. That's good to know. It's a start. First of all, awesome interview you and Sean did with Iron Mike. Classic.
I got a second. Am I a glutton for punishment? Should I actually play this?
Oh, please do.
Okay. Listen, you could tell that was taped. I mean, I'm not going to, try to pull the wool over your eyes and say it's not taped. But as we were being introduced to Mike Tyson, I'm going to play it right now. As we were being introduced to him, he called me a certain name. And I made a little video out of it and sent it around to all my friends because, I mean, it's not often Mike Tyson.
Did you see the video?
It's not often Mike Tyson.
I guess I'm not a friend.
I'm sorry. I put it on Facebook. So if you're a Facebook. Yeah. So if you're a Facebook friend of mine, but Mike Tyson, we were introduced and he was being very, very kind and wonderful, and but he's like, you heard him. He was Mike Tyson. You don't tell him no. I mean, I wouldn't tell him no, that's for sure. But so he gave me a little nickname, and why don't you ask a question while I keep looking for it, Rick? I'm kind of like going through a bunch of stuff right now trying to find it. So
no worries. Okay. I got a few things I'd like to talk to. First of all, you talked about a few weeks ago, I like the premises. But, man, what a CWC that was. I loved Brian and Ronaldo's calls. They were so animated on that. I love Ronaldo, how he just goes off cuff and he goes off script and just, talks about all the moves and all the, references and things like that. He's great.
I love that. I love that he and JBL work together. It's kind of fun listening to them to work together when they're doing SmackDown. But, Mauro Ranallo is a great. I mean, he's a great pure wrestling caller. He's a modern day version of this guy named Gordon Sully, who a lot of people grew up on. And that's what I can compare him to. And it is an honor to be compared to that guy. So, yeah, it was definitely some great stuff. And now we're going to see him finally show up very soon. All the guys will be on there every week soon.
Yeah, I just didn't think at first when he came in, I didn't know too much about him, his backstory and what he's affiliated with and what his work has
been.
His calls are great.
He's been doing MMA for years. He's a guy who was doing New Japan Pro Wrestling and left to come to WWE, and then that's where Jim Ross went to do New Japan Pro Wrestling. If you watch Ring of Honor, they run commercials for New Japan Pro Wrestling all the mm-hmm. time on it, and you can see that the job that he used to do is what JR is doing now. So, but he did announcing for MMA. He did Strike Force. He did Elite XC. Very, very knowledgeable combat MMA type style caller, as well as pro wrestling where he started. So he started up with Calgary with the Hearts, I believe. So
I love his references, his like pop culture references, 90s references.
He's all over the place with that. It's kind of funny stuff. But I found it, man. You want to hear this?
Yeah, and then I got two quick questions. I'd love to hear this.
Okay, hold on. This is Mike Tyson being introduced to me. Ready? Let's see if it works okay. It doesn't seem to want to work. Okay, well, why don't you ask your questions?
Okay. How great was that CM Almas and Cedric Alexander match? That was a pure respect for each other. It was great.
Definitely, man. And those guys, man, they put on a five-star match every time they wrestle. So
yeah, the fans demanded Alexander to be. You know, he's going to sign it. This kid is great. He's got a great heart. He's a great worker, and he put his time in ROH. He's good. I'm glad. He's doing big things.
He's been everywhere, man. He has definitely been everywhere. So, yeah, definitely, man. Okay, hold on. Okay. I think I got it, man. Let's see if this works.
What's up, Big Rich?
I'm doing good. And you picked it right. I'm a big guy. So, hey.
Or are you Little Dick? Which one are you? Big Rich or Little Dick?
I'm Big Rich.
All right.
No, some girls have called me Little Dick before, but wait a second.
Hey, man, they were just joking.
There.
that drop is awesome.
His laugh is the best. Okay. Okay. But, yeah, so what's your second question, brother?
Well, this is just more of a thought. I have the network, and I haven't watched any episodes of Legends with JBL, which has got my works that I should. I caught the Hall and Nash one last week. They ran 45 minutes. Well worth your time. I don't know if you guys watched it yet, but it's great. There's a lot of in-depth stuff on there.
Very cool. Very cool.
Did you end up watching
it? I have not seen it yet, but I've seen pictures from it. I'm definitely going to check it out, man.
Okay, and one other thing. Did you hear about your girl violating her parole again?
Uh-oh. So is that Sonny?
Yeah.
She's not my girl, man.
Well, a certain girls, remember they, in last spring or whatever, you're talking about the 900 or whatever, I don't know, the video chat thing?
Yeah, that was Mark talking about that, about how he, like, clicked on, it was on Skype, and all of a sudden she wanted him to pay $10. Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. She's just, you know, I mean, she's got a lot of problems, man. It's like some, you know, it's just, she had problems before she came into wrestling. So it's just kind of, wrestling doesn't help, you know, it doesn't help, but it doesn't hurt. I mean, it can hurt. So
I'm going to bounce one more thing to ROH, and I appreciate your time. Is, man, these two beasts, was it Lee and Taylor? Those guys are massive.
Yeah.
Where they came from, but they could give War Machine a run for their money, bro.
Well, they wrestled War Machine on, I think it was last weekend's show, so you definitely, or they started getting into that with them, so definitely, man.
They did stuff behind the scenes in the backstage area like 3 weeks ago, and hopefully they do a slow burn and build this up a little, because, you know, wrestling nowadays, they want, you know, like a couple months and then it's done. Back in the day, they used to have feuds for like 6 months year and a half, and now all these writers back there want to get rid of plot and storylines after a couple months.
But Ring of Honor is more action than storyline a lot of times, you know. I mean, they spent a lot of time building up this whole, they're doing this whole thing with Kevin Sullivan and Steve Corino, and, you know, I mean, they only have a few storylines. Everything else is just straight-ahead wrestling. But, hey, Rick, thanks for calling, man.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, we'll see you later, man, today. And I know you're coming. 222-1280, Star Toys, the number. We're going to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. All right, doing a little Bailey going out of the show. We got a couple minutes left. Some real quick news. Some might have seen Cody Rhodes debuted in a vignette on TNA Impact this past week. He's going to have his first match at Bound for Glory. The Bound for Glory pay-per-view is coming up in a couple weeks in October, so definitely, you know, be looking out for Cody Rhodes. And I think he can't go out by Cody Rhodes. He goes by Cody, and then it's Cody and his wife is Eden, so it's Cody and Eden Rhodes. She can go by Rhodes. He can't because his name is owned by WWE. It'll be interesting to see where they go with that. Not only was WWE interested in buying TNA, but Sinclair Broadcasting, who owns Ring of Honor, is also interested in looking into buying it. WWE's looking to do another NXT TakeOver show before the end of the year. Of course, we got the one up in Toronto in November around Survivor Series weekend. But they want to do one in Madison Square Gardens, probably, in New York, sometimes in November. So look for that to be happening soon. Some other news. Bo Dallas, you might have seen him on last Monday night beating a guy named Gary Grandma. It was the grandson of Michael P.S. Hayes. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And Awesome Kong is going to be on that new Glow show we might have talked about. There's going to be a new Glow TV show. GLOW, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And it's going to be like a TV show, not like what we saw Glow used to be. Mark Maron's going to be on it. Allison Brie, you might remember her from, what was that show?
Community. Community.
Yeah, I liked her a lot. So she's going to be on it, and they're going to have all sorts of wrestlers and stuff. So check that out. We got to get out of here. We're out of time. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you, Mike Tyson, for coming on. Thank you guys for showing up today. And we'll talk all wrestling next week. No guests. We're going to have fun talking wrestling. We'll see you next week on the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. We're out of here.